Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And we're about to hear the second teaching of Acts chapter 19. And I just wanted to pick out one of the verses that was really significant to me. And that was in Acts chapter 19, verses 19. I'm sorry. Acts 19, verse 19, and it says, "And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver." That's Acts 19, 19. For us to come to the Lord, to really come to the Lord, we have to turn away from what we were doing before. We have to make a break. We turn from it, and we don't turn to something else. We turn from what we're doing wrong, and we rush toward the Lord. We get serious about the Lord, and that's repentance. That's what we're doing, and it shows. You know, we think about it in terms of what we have done with our eating, that we were relying on the food. I know I was personally. Anything that I needed comfort, then it came to the food. If I needed relief, I went to the food. I just went to the food all the time, to the point that it did become an obsession and a compulsion with me. And I had to turn away from that and turn to Jesus. That is the true repentance that came, you know, in my heart. And it became obvious that I was not going to go back to that way of life. And that's pretty much why, you know, I know for me, abstinence is so important. I make that decision every day that I'm not going back to that type of life today, because I can see what it has done in my life. And this is, you know, essentially what these men are doing here. It says that they were people who practiced magical arts, and like was shared at this morning's meeting, this was not, you know, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat or that type of sleight of hand. It was where these people were involved in the occult. They were looking to evil spirits to help them to get through life and to impress people and to earn money. It's almost like what you see happening today when you see, you know, these spiritualists and people who are relying and making money, you know, off of reading palms and doing all of that. Then this is serious business that they do. There is a force of evil out there, and we don't play around with it. We get hurt by it if we stay in that. And when we see the living God and we decide that we are going to follow Jesus, true repentance means a turning from that with no intention of going back. We're not going back. We're not going that way, and we're not going to any other way. We're going the way of Jesus. It's like that Bible song that says, "I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back." And this was an example of that, you know, abandoning those practices. No matter what the cost was, they did it. And so let me pray. Father, I pray that day by day, we are willing to give up anything that keeps us from following you fully. And we know that the food was hindering us in following you. And so we know we don't starve ourselves, but we do have to be disciplined with our food. And so we are very serious about being disciplined with our food day by day and teaching other people the seriousness of the food addiction. Father, we also know that repentance doesn't mean turning away from one addiction and running to another when that's not true addiction, true repentance. And so, Father, teach us to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Teach us to stay in your word, Lord, so that we are just amored with what Jesus has done in our lives, and we can see that he is the real deal. He's the real one. And it's in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, that we pray. Amen.